Well, howdy gang, it's Monday the 14th of May 2018, and this is your EV News Daily. Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're listening around the world. A very warm welcome from London in the UK. Here is today's news about electric cars and the future of transport. My name is Martin Lee, and I go through every EV article online so you don't have to. Well, happy Monday, start of a brand new week. The podcast being recorded much later than normal tonight. We've been at a gig this evening, a country music band called The Shires here in the UK. So it's super late. Mrs. Lee tucked up in bed right now. Oh, and beer involved. Bear with me today. Coming up on the show, we'll talk about how one former Tesla employee quits to live in his Model X, and how one Silicon Valley veteran who worked under Elon Musk has written a new book. But first of all, in a rare interview, Wolfgang Porsche, the spokesman for the influential Porsche Piech family that controls Volkswagen Group, has talked about VW's past and future leadership and the future of the Porsche brand. That's according to an article by Automotive News Europe. He was speaking to Automobile Vosch. He talked a lot about VW, the legacy of the brand, the car maker, recovering from Dieselgate, having more humility, how being the biggest company doesn't matter. People need to see them as a company that understands what they did wrong. But a couple of comments about electric cars from this great interview, and we'll link to it in the podcast notes as always. The question was this: Porsche is building the Mission E. It's the first electric sports car. Is this the right decision? And Wolfgang says this, and I quote, "My grandfather built an electric car, the Lohner Semper Vivus, back in 1899. So the Mission E stands for the audacity that is a Porsche tradition. There's been many voices saying that the expansion of the Stuttgart facilities would not be worth the effort. It certainly was not the most affordable option, but it was important for our electric car to come from Stuttgart. Employees are doing without part of their pay increase for this and paying the money into a fund for the future. To me, that shows the spirit that lives on in the company," end quote. Well, the next question was this: motorsports have always been an important part of the history of Porsche. Is Formula E sufficient for the future? And Wolfgang said this: "Formula E is certainly a good way to promote electric mobility, and the competition with Audi doesn't hurt, but I will be back at Le Mans again this year, even though Porsche no longer competes in the LMP1 class. I think one important area is customer racing, which we intend to strengthen. Porsche is also competing with a record number of vehicles in the GT series." So, a fan of Formula E, but also their current racing series as well. Well, moving on, and MW Motors is a Czech Republican car brand, and its Luca EV is a true phenomenon, says WideOpenRoads.com. Instead of placing the motor beneath the hood, there are four 12.5-kilowatt motors in each wheel hub. Well, MWM comments that they're the first to implement that kind of motor design in an EV. The 21.9 kilowatt hour battery pack helps provide a really lengthy 186-mile driving range. Details are up in the air whether North America is ever going to see the Luca EV, but it will be highway legal in the EU soon enough. Production will start on this retro-styled car that's, in case you're wondering, it's got a 20 kilowatt hour pack and it does a lot of miles. It's super, super lightweight. And so it's got that kind of retro, talking about Porsche, actually, that kind of retro Porsche styling of the 1930s and 40s. But a super modern car and an interesting way to do an EV. Well, moving on, Business Insider have picked up on a Silicon Valley veteran who's been writing some fiction in her debut novel, which is called Sophia of Silicon Valley. Her name is Anna Yen. She's the writer, and Anna chronicles her own career rise through the ranks of Silicon Valley, working at Apple for Steve Jobs, and then Tesla for Elon Musk. Now, the book is lightly fictionalized, and it's a retelling of her own career, but with character names. And Sophia of Silicon Valley is something that I imagine any hardcore Apple or Tesla fan will want to buy, because although she has changed the names, well, Sophia, in one part of the book, Sophia works for a computer company whose CEO has a penchant for jeans and black tank tops. Not tank tops, roll neck tops. No guessing who she's talking about there. And the book also talks about her time at Tesla. Again, it's fictionalized, so I imagine you'll be able to decipher it. It's that kind of book. A lot of time when I say I worked for Steve Jobs, she says, or I worked for Elon Musk, the first thing people say is, oh, I hear he's a real a-hole. And she says, I'm not kidding. They are tough characters. Absolutely, working for Elon Musk is tough. They're not easy. He's demanding, she said. But that doesn't mean that Steve or Elon was an a-hole. Well, staying with former Tesla employees, could you live out of your car? Well, real estate in San Francisco is so expensive, it's becoming more common for young single engineers or employees of tech companies to sleep in vans or even their cars in the parking lots of the companies they work for. And that's what one Tesla employee did, who now documents his travels on YouTube. Now, he's since left Tesla. His name is Nico, and he's been talking to Clean Technica about van life. That's what it's called. Van life is when you live out the back of a panel van or maybe a truck, or in his case, a Model X. Well, he left Tesla and travelled across the country to deliver a Model 3 to his 80-year-old grandfather in New Jersey. And the article says that the commute was pretty short because he stayed in Tesla's car park at Fremont. He used Tesla's on-site gym, the showers, and the cafeteria, and it made a nice home base. Well, yeah, the friends that I have that work even here in London for big tech companies like Facebook and Google, they tell me that everything that you hear about working for those big tech companies is completely true. Yes, the food is always there. If you want to have breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you can do that. It's either free or highly subsidized. Creche, childcare, looked after. Gym, obviously. Your laundry done for you? Yeah. Anything that means you don't have to go home and they get more working hours out of you is the thing that it's all about. They will completely look after everything you need, from food to showers, but as long as you're in early and working very late at night. Well, finally, Georgia Power have been asking, is now the time to consider driving electric? Well, they say on a tweet that prices at the pump in the US are expected to top $3 a gallon for unleaded gasoline very soon in the coming weeks, as prices have risen for the 10th consecutive week. So, what's cheaper, driving a gas guzzler or an EV? You know the answer to this already. But looking at the maths, the average fill up now in the US is $107 every month to fill a gas tank. That compares to $19 a month to run on electric. Now, those figures are based on a driver charging at 4,400 kilowatt hours per year at overnight off-peak prices, playing an 8% sales tax. And the gasoline estimated is based on a ratio of 1 kilowatt hour to 3.4 miles, and the average car doing about 25 miles a gallon. So much cheaper, one-fifth of the cost every month to drive electric rather than driving on gas. Well, I would love to spread the word about electric cars. If you can, please do share the podcast with somebody who might be interested. You can listen to every previous episode online now. iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, YouTube, Stitcher, SoundCloud, iHeartRadio podcasts, and even the blog at evnewsdaily.com. If you want to subscribe, you can do. It means you get it first and free and automatically. And if you want to catch up on our socials, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter, just search EV News Daily. Well, have a wonderful day, and I'll catch you tomorrow.